Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2651. How Not to Panic by Nick Majuli of dollarsanddata.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to Optimal Finance Daily, where every day I read and offer commentary on some of the best personal finance blogs on the web in about 10 minutes or less. And with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. How to Not Panic by Nick Majuli of dollarsanddata.com. Does the following quote seem accurate to you? Quote, throughout the pandemic, the nation lacked a uniform policy about gathering places, and there was no central authority with the power to make and enforce rules that everyone had to obey. Each community acted on its own, doing as elected officials thought best. End quote. What about this one? Quote, for young survivors of the pandemic, life would never be the same. Like shell-shocked soldiers, they bore emotional scars. End quote. I'm assuming that you, like me, found both of them to be somewhat true. But what I didn't tell you was that these quotes aren't about COVID-19. No, both of them actually come from Albert Marin's very, very, very dreadful, an account of the Spanish flu of 1918. Though Marin is summarizing an event that occurred over 100 years ago, his words describe a world eerily similar to our own. I was reminded of these similarities after a friend asked me how I was able to stay calm during a market crash. I told him that it's because I've spent a good amount of time studying history. And in doing so, I've come to realize that a lot of what we experience isn't as unique as we think it is. As the saying goes, history doesn't repeat itself, but it often rhymes. And rhyme it does. Consider what Marin stated on the frequency of pandemics. Quote, flu pandemics are nothing new. Medical historians think the first one struck in 1510, infecting Asia, Africa, Europe, and the New World. Between the years 1700 and 1900, there were at least 16 pandemics, some of them killing up to 1 million people. End quote. Given the regularity of these pandemics, you can see why our reactions to them have shown similarities over time. But humans repeat themselves in other ways across history as well. For example, consider how the U.S. Senate recently passed the Sunshine Protection Act in an effort to make daylight savings time permanent across the U.S. This would mean that, if passed by the House and the President, the U.S. would no longer adjust its clocks twice a year. No more spring forward and no more fall back. Just the same time all year round. Unfortunately, Congress tried this already in 1974, and it didn't work. In fact, it was a disaster. After enacting the permanent daylight savings time, 8 children in Florida died in pre-dawn car accidents due to the early morning darkness. The policy became so unpopular across the U.S. that it was reversed by Congress after only 8 months. But the rhyming of history isn't limited to global health and politics. It's true in markets as well. The U.S. stock market typically declines by at least 10% every other year, 30% every 4 to 5 years, and 50% plus once a generation. And guess what? Since I made my first investment on July 6, 2012, I've seen the market decline over 10% on 5 separate occasions, 2015, 2016, 2018, 2020, and today. That's 5 declines in a 10-year period, or coincidentally, once every other year, as the historical averages suggest. Of course, this decline could be different. If you look at a chart pictured in this post of the five corrections I've experienced since I started investing in 2012, you'll see that our current pullback stands out. It's even more concerning when market veterans like Josh Brown say that, quote, "This is one of the most treacherous environments I've ever seen," end quote. And I don't disagree. With high inflation, geopolitical uncertainty, and asset prices declining across the board, things aren't looking great right now. But what did you expect after a year like 2021, which was arguably the craziest year in markets since the late 90s? Have we forgotten just how silly it all was? Consider a tweet from Drew Dixon near the height of the madness, in which he asked, "What would you rather buy for $2.3 million? A picture of a rock, Ether Rock, or a 3,700 square foot waterfront property overlooking Tampa Bay?" In hindsight, it's ridiculous that such a question was ever asked, but here we are. After such a frothy year in markets, it makes sense that we would see a return to fundamentals. Unfortunately, the transition back sucks. It sucks because there isn't much we can do about it beforehand, and there isn't much we can do once it starts to happen either. Yes, you can try moving to cash and bonds early, but when exactly do you get out? Go too early and you may have to sit on the sidelines for years while the market rockets higher. And if you do get out, how do you know when to get back in? It's psychological hell on the exit and the re-entry. This is why, despite writing about the froth in markets last year, I knew there wasn't much you could do about it. Yes, you can make minor tweaks to your portfolio along the way. That is, sin a little. But you mostly have to roll with the punches. So why would you panic? What good is there in reacting to something that you can't control? If you disagree, you either 1, invested money you couldn't afford to lose, or 2, didn't understand your true tolerance for risk until now. If either of those is true, that's unfortunate, but you learn something valuable for next time. Given the record of history, you should expect events like this to happen with some regularity. This is why my favorite speech from the film Margin Call is when Jeremy Irons' character rattles off all the major asset bubbles across history from memory. Quote, 1637, 1797, 1819, 37, 57, 84, 1901, 07, 29, 1937, 1974, 1987, Jesus, didn't that f*** me up good, 92, 97, 2000, and whatever we want to call this. End quote. It's just all the same thing over and over. We can't help ourselves. Clever writing, you might think. Margin Call is fiction after all. How about some nonfiction then? Here's Jesse Livermore, arguably the greatest trader in Wall Street history. Quote, "There is nothing new in Wall Street. There can't be, because speculation is as old as the hills. Whatever happens in the stock market today has happened before and will happen again." End quote. This is how not to panic. You know history, you understand the risks, and most importantly, you know yourself. Then you let the chips fall where they may. You don't obsess over the headlines, you don't try to predict the future, you enjoy your life, you go out with friends and family, you make cherished memories, you laugh, you cry, you remember that things like this happen, and you remember that they will happen again. You just listened to the post titled How Not to Panic by Nick Majuli of dollarsanddata.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I recall being worried in 2020 when everything felt so uncertain and scary amid the pandemic. While I wouldn't have panic sold my investments, I did make a fearful decision with my money. I was still in my W-2 corporate career at the time, and like many corporations, my employer was struggling. I was lucky in that I wasn't furloughed, but I did take a 10% salary reduction, and my employer stopped all 401k matching. It felt like the writing was on the wall. I was probably going to lose my job, and it could take me a long time to find a new one. I graduated college in 2009, and it took me 9 months to find a job, even though I had a 4.0 GPA and strong work experience. Based on my experience, I felt like I needed to prepare for the worst. So while I continued to make my regular 401k contributions, rather than investing that money, I held it in money market. I rationalized that this would be a backup emergency fund, as I could have taken a COVID-related distribution with no penalty, and I'd have 3 years to pay the tax on it if I really needed to. Now, I understand in the moment, it felt like an unprecedented time, and the apocalypse was upon us. But I didn't end up investing that money until late 2020, and so I lost out on a number of months of investment gains. And I simply didn't need to hoard this money. I already had a year of living expenses in cash. In fact, just 8 months after I made this fear-driven decision, I decided to leave my job voluntarily because it was clear I had the financial bandwidth to do so. I share this example because as much as I expect market corrections and I know enough not to panic sell, I'm still not above the fear that comes with what feels like unprecedented times. And that does it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. I hope your weekend is going well. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back with another post for you tomorrow. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.